Hello, and welcome to Minding Your Manor, where we cover everything home-related, including organizing, downsizing, productivity, home management, and more. I'm Julie Ulmer, and I've been a professional organizer since 2003. Professional organizers help individuals or businesses take control of their surroundings, their time, mostly their stuff, and therefore their lives. I typically work with people in their homes or offices, helping them declutter, get organized, manage their time and be more productive, work on those piles of papers, begin downsizing, prepare for moving or getting settled into their new home, and helping with home management. Today, I want to talk about some of the benefits of decluttering. Most of us have clutter, and the definition of clutter is really up to you personally, but for most of us, it's made up of things we can't decide what to do with or things that don't have homes or designated spaces within our homes or offices. So things like stacks of old magazines, excess shoes, piles of paper, kids' artwork and school projects, crafting supplies, sporting equipment, stuff that we didn't feel like putting away, so we just set it down. Clutter comes about because of deferred decisions. So what good would it do to declutter? Is it worth the effort to find homes for things that don't have a designated space? Can we edit and purge things that we haven't used, we don't want, or we don't need? Some of the benefits include having more mental energy. Clutter bombards our mind with excessive stimuli, causing our senses and our brains to work overtime trying to make sense of what our eyes are seeing. So less visual clutter creates a pleasant and calming environment. Instead of an overstuffed bookshelf or a china hutch full of tchotchkes, you might find it appealing to just look at books that you love or knickknacks that you think are truly beautiful or they have great sentimental value. Another benefit would be saving money. It's not untypical for people to run out and buy something that they think they own, but they can't easily find. So they buy another one. Searching is frustrating, and they find it just easier to get a new one. It's not the worst thing to have multiples of some things like scissors, but spending money on replacements can easily add up. Decluttering frees up space for new goals or endeavors. You may have tried out a hobby or started a project, and then your interests petered out. The hobby wasn't as interesting as you thought it would be, or the project took up too much time or was too complicated. Hanging on to the accompanying supplies, thinking that you'll finish the project someday or take the hobby up again, is probably just guilty feelings tricking you. Accept that it didn't work out and let go of the stuff. Give yourself a chance to embrace a new pastime. When you have less clutter to work around, it's easier to clean, and therefore your environment becomes healthier, especially if you have allergies, asthma, or any other respiratory ailments. Picking up piles off of the floor to vacuum, trying to dust around knickknacks, wiping down a kitchen counter that's loaded with small appliances, is a lot of extra work, so no wonder we're not enthused about cleaning at all. If you pay for a cleaning service, you're probably paying them more because it takes them longer to clean around your excess stuff. There's that idea of saving money again. Decluttering also improves safety as there are fewer obstacles to maneuver and therefore less tripping and falling. This is especially important for seniors. When we lose clutter, we're setting a great example for our kids. As kids grow, there's going to be a constant tide of toys, books, games, and clothes. And while it's okay to keep a few of those things as mementos, there'll have to be an awful lot of swapping things in and out to keep everything under control. Teaching kids how to identify what they no longer play with or how they've outgrown sporting equipment and how to send those kinds of belongings that are in good shape onto new homes through donation sets them up for success in the future. You might be tempted to edit and purge when kids aren't home because you imagine that your child will be resistant to letting go. But in the long run, it's really worth it to do it with them, transferring skills as you go. They need to learn that it's not realistic to keep every single thing. Living by the idea that everything has a home and everything in its place will help young ones in contributing to the household overall. When everyone in the home knows where things belong, it's easier to put things away instead of just putting them down. Maybe we can help others who could use our excess by clearing out the garage, attic, or other storage spots. Donating to charities feels good, and it may provide an inexpensive opportunity for someone who couldn't afford to buy something brand new. Even putting something that's in good shape by the road with a free sign can benefit someone else, and it's a pleasure to hear a vehicle stop, pick up your freebie, and lighten your load. Just try to remember that your donations should be gifts, not curses. No one wants 25-year-old Tupperware, anything broken, missing parts, or mildewed and moldy books. I sometimes play a little game I call The Queen is Coming. I pretend that I just got a phone call from some VIP who is coming over in 10 minutes. I've got to make my home look as presentable as possible. However, there's a rule. I can't just shove stuff into closets or shut the door to a messy room. I really have to put things away in their homes or make decisions about it, even if, you know, is this worth keeping? When we keep clutter at bay, it's a lot easier to have impromptu guests without feeling shame or embarrassment. Another benefit to decluttering is the editing and purging process itself, where you end up finding long-lost memories in your stuff. When you're working through things and you discover that box of memorabilia, the photo album, a hand-me-down, or a special gift that you had forgotten about, it is kind of like finding a treasure. And that's one of the things that you're looking for. You're looking for things that are treasures, that are beloved, things that you can't live without. And the rest of it, well, maybe it's time to edit and maybe it's time to let go of some of those things. So those are just a few of some of the benefits of decluttering. In future episodes, I'll be covering topics such as junk mail and how to deal with it, how to tame the chaos of kids and pets, organizing myths busted, chronic disorganization versus situational disorganization, and minimalism. Thanks for joining me. This is Julie Ulmer, helping you mind your manner.